You're listening to the It's Her Time podcast with Cody and Jess. Hi, welcome back to the It's Her Time podcast. My name is Cody Sanders, and I'm a holistic health practitioner and functional nutritionist. Now, it seems like the easiest ways to lose weight today involve the use of medications, which can come with a range of side effects as you lose weight. For women who want to take a more natural approach to weight loss, there are ways to improve insulin sensitivity, balance your hormones, and regulate blood sugar levels without medication. Now, a holistic health approach takes into account the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. When addressing any type of health concern for weight loss specifically, it focuses on improving overall health and balance rather than just targeting weight loss. Now, in this episode, I want to explore with you how we can achieve the effects of popular weight loss drugs to help us lose weight, to balance our hormones, and to target the underlying factors contributing to weight gain using natural alternatives to these medications to help us achieve sustainable weight loss. I know this is an episode many of you have said you have been waiting for, but before we get into it, let's join Jess for a Mixers Girl Say.
Today on our Mixers Girl Say, we're actually going to change things up a little bit. Cody and I are feeling passionately about sharing a project that our team recently completed. Mm-hmm. But the reason that we want to share this project is because it is a reminder to those of you that are out there chasing big goals, trying to accomplish big things, but you may not have all the resources around you. You may be short on cash around you, which we fully understand, and you may be putting together very creative solutions on how to accomplish and achieve your goals. So this is the history of Mixers over and over
over and over again.
Cody and I always are saying, let's get scrappy and let's complete the project, mm-hmm. which we have an incredible team that does exactly mm-hmm. that. So the story that we want to share today is something that I'm sure so many of you can resonate with, you know, in mm-hmm. all different areas of life. It might not be from a business aspect, but I'm sure that there's been ways that you've been scrappy in other areas.
Yeah.
So we talked about attending this expo called Expo West. Phenomenal opportunity for the business. However, with every phenomenal opportunity comes a very large price tag. So just to attend this convention, it costs us a lot of money to just be able to have a booth space. Then we wanted to make sure that we really represent the brand as best as we can and be something that's a showstopper at the expo. So we started working on some projects that were to build out this incredible booth space. We started to get quotes back to build a booth that, keep in mind, was the size of like 10 by 10.
10 by 10.
Tiny, yeah. Tiny space. We started to get quotes back for this project that were ranging anywhere from $90,000 to $130,000 for our booth. This is currently a project that Mixers could not put that amount of resources behind because we have so many other projects underway at this current time. So for a bit, we were debating as a team, should we even go? Are we even able to accomplish this? Is this something that we're even going to be able to show up and feel really proud of the brand? And are we actually doing ourselves a disfavor in going and pulling something together? However, we decided that absolutely we need to be there. We need to have our presence there. We need to be meeting more people. We need to be sure that we're at the forefront of sharing Mixers with as many people as we possibly can. We're going to get scrappy. We're going to call on some friends. We're going to pull this together. Well, we called a friend that has helped us with Mixers events since the very, very beginning. Helped us by starting with doing a balloon arch. And we called this friend and we said, this is a project that we need to complete. We really need to pull this together on a tiny, tiny budget, but we really want it to look so incredibly impressive. He pulled together this booth design, started from scratch, taught himself carpentry, and completed this project with $16,000. And our booth won top three booths in the entire convention. And the reason that we're sharing this is because it was the heart, it was the passion, it was the dedication, and the decision to commit that helped us push through this project And then because we believe in what we're doing, we feel like our passion was able to actually come through our space. And it wasn't about having the largest, most grandiose, expensive booth. It was about us being able to show our heart, our passion, and our purpose really clearly. And I feel people could see that. And the reason I'm sharing this really is because we want you to know, don't give up. Get creative. Think of other ways to solve your problems. Bite off little bits at a time. Call friends, call family, ask for some different solutions, and keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Get scrappy.
Okay, we'll get into the episode.
Mixers is a company made for women by women. Each of our products have been carefully and lovingly crafted to support you in all stages of your life, providing you with the optimal health you deserve. Each ingredient we handpick is 100% all natural, backed by science, and chosen specifically to better your life physically, mentally, and hormonally. Each product empowers your body to take charge of its monthly hormonal shift and flows, empowering you to live life to the fullest. Let Mixers take care of your needs from sunup to sundown, and you take care of the rest. Check us out at mixers.com, M-I-X-H-E-R-S.
We have to start this by talking about blood sugar. Now, blood sugar balance is key when we're focusing on a healthy weight loss journey. To begin, our bodies convert the food we eat into glucose, a type of sugar that is used for energy. To keep our blood sugar levels stable, our body releases insulin, a hormone that tells the body to move glucose from the blood into cells. Now, insulin also has other functions in the body, one of which is signaling to our fat cells to store excess energy as fat. Now, when our diet consists of mostly processed foods, high in refined sugars and carbohydrates, our blood sugar levels can become chronically elevated. This can lead to insulin resistance, which is a condition where the body's cells do not respond properly to insulin. Now, insulin resistance then causes excess glucose to remain in the bloodstream, leading to higher levels of insulin being released by the body. Now, more insulin resistance equals more fat storage, okay? So when insulin is high, fat cells receive more messages to store energy as fat, leading to weight gain and to a difficulty in losing weight or weight loss resistance. Now, Ozempic works to lower blood sugar. We talked about semaglutide and Ozempic from a holistic health practitioner's point of view on last week's episode. But for those of you that haven't listened to that episode yet, let me do a quick review on just a few of the thoughts that we shared. Now, weight loss drugs like Ozempic or semaglutide have become increasingly popular, but let's touch quickly on how they work. Okay, so these medications belong to a class of drugs known as glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonists, or GLP-1-RAs. Now, these drugs mimic the action of GLP-1, which is a hormone that is produced naturally in the gut in response to food. Now, what GLP-1 does is it stimulates the release of insulin from the pancreas. GLP-1-RA medications like Ozempic can improve insulin sensitivity and lower blood sugar levels, which can then lead to weight loss. Now, Ozempic may also reduce appetite, resulting in consuming fewer calories, which is also supportive of weight loss efforts, but not always fat loss efforts. Now, with Ozempic, there comes some risks, okay? Weight loss medications are meant to manage blood sugar instability, but often at the expense of gut health and hormone health, and they ignore other factors involved in this pattern of insulin resistance. Some potential side effects of using these drugs that can accompany the health benefits of weight loss include things like nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, all right? Now, some less common but potential side effects include pancreatitis, kidney problems, infertility, gastroparesis, which is paralyzed stomachs, and thyroid cancer. Now, while these side effects are rare, they can be very serious. I will emphasize again, that is why it's so important to talk to your doctor if you are considering taking Ozempic or any medication for weight loss. Talk to them about all of the side effects so that you can make an informed health decision for yourself. And I highly recommend avoiding getting these drugs from clinics that specialize in aesthetics. You will want to work with a knowledgeable MD who understands endocrinology. All right, so let's talk about the role of hormones in weight loss. I think this is important to be clear. Now, hormones play a huge and very crucial role in regulating our metabolism and how we store and use our energy. Now, when hormones are out of balance, it can lead to weight gain or difficulty losing weight. Now, I will say that it can be so helpful to know your numbers when you're trying to lose excess fat or address other health issues. That way, you aren't trying to approach fat loss all willy-nilly with potential major frustration and also long-term health consequences. So let's talk about a few that you should know. Okay. So the first thing that you should know is what's going on with your leptin. Okay. Leptin is the satiety hormone. It's so important for weight loss. It's known as the satiety hormone because it helps our body to feel full. So leptin is released by our fat cells and it signals to our brains that we are full and that we should stop eating. However, when we consistently overeat, our body can become resistant to leptin, which makes it so we almost feel like we have this endless pit that can never be filled, leading us to overeat and then obviously to gain weight. Now, the second thing you should be aware of is your cortisol. We talk about this stress hormone. It affects our weight loss efforts as well. When we are under chronic stress, our body releases cortisol, which can lead to increased fat storage and cravings for unhealthy, high-calorie foods. Now, cortisol causes us to store away the energy that we are consuming, no matter if it's healthy or not, for later use so that we can survive. Now, whatever it is that is causing us this chronic stress, it has our survival at heart. Now, the other numbers that you should know are your hormones, estrogen and testosterone. Estrogen and testosterone play a major role when it comes to our metabolic health. If they are imbalanced and are either too high or too low, our metabolism suffers. For instance, women with PCOS commonly struggle with weight and stubborn belly fat. In this case, the culprit is testosterone or estrogen dominance in addition to insulin resistance. Now let's talk about some natural ways to balance blood, to balance our hormones as well as lower our blood sugar. Now, in the world of holistic health and weight loss, there are many things that can help us to achieve what Ozempic accomplishes with weight management. Now, the best part is that these strategies I'm going to be sharing with you are way less expensive. For instance, Ozempic costs about $1,000 per month. It's also, these strategies are going to be way easier. There's no needles that are involved. And they're also way more accessible to almost everyone. Now, for those who prefer a more natural approach to weight loss, I'm so excited to share with you proven healthy fat loss strategies and talk to you about what Mixer's newest supplement formulation is and how it is has been formulated to promote optimal metabolism, support glucose balance, aid in insulin sensitivity, and it is hormone friendly. Now, Mixer's metabolic balance is what I'm talking about, and it is what I like to call liquid willpower because it has the ability to quiet the food noise in our head so that we are equipped to make better nutrition choices and to eat healthy portions and to feel more motivated to move our body every single day. And it also helps you to sleep deeper every single night. Now, I want to talk about our test groups that participated in an 8-week study with us. We had women and a few men, actually, all of different ages, all of different fitness levels, and with an array of health statuses. Now, we started the study with a DEXA scan, which measures your body composition. It measures your fat mass, your lean muscle mass, your bone mass, all of those things. We also had the participants fill out detailed health histories and a weekly questionnaire where we were able to gather all of this data. Now, as we gathered data, we followed along with participants that both decided to either use metabolic balance and change nothing to their nutrition approach or exercise routine. And then there were those that use metabolic balance along with following some of the guidelines I'm about to share with you now. Now, basically, lifestyle guidelines is what I shared with them that work with our body to improve natural metabolic function. So nothing crazy. Now, I want to emphasize that our bodies are amazing and there are natural ways to improve insulin sensitivity, balance our hormones, and regulate our blood sugar levels without medication. And when you do combine the strategies that I'm about to talk about with the help of Mixer's metabolic balance, the results are very powerful. Now, this truly is the approach of working with our bodies and not against them. So I want to share some of the tips that I recommended to the second group. Okay. Now, the first one is eat a balanced diet. I told them to focus on whole, nutrient-dense foods such as things like fruits and vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fats. And I encouraged them to avoid processed foods and to do all they could to limit their intake of refined sugars and carbohydrates. I also encouraged them to incorporate some strength training. Now, strength training can help to increase our muscle mass, which can improve our insulin sensitivity, and it can boost our metabolism naturally. It also helps to reduce cortisol levels, and it promotes the balance of other hormones in the body. I also really encourage them to get enough sleep because lack of sleep can disrupt hormone levels, including leptin and cortisol. Now, it's important to aim for about 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night to promote overall hormone balance and to help promote healthy weight. Also, I encourage them, you won't be surprised, to reduce their stress because we all know that chronic stress can lead to imbalances in cortisol and other hormones, which can contribute to weight gain. And I encourage them to find healthy ways to manage their stress, such as yoga, meditation, or just spending more time out in nature. Now, these recommendations don't sound like new news to you, I know. But if you want healthy and sustainable fat loss, these strategies are what you need to focus on consistently. So let's talk about the results. Now, after the 8-week study, we gathered all of the participants to do another DEXA scan, and we gathered data from all 8 weeks of questionnaires. Now, I'll explain a little bit more about what we were looking for in the questionnaires in just a minute. But first, I want to share that both groups experienced weight loss. Now, the group who said they were only going to use Mixer's metabolic balance and who weren't going to change anything about their lives, you know, they still were able to lose weight. But what we found was that many in this group, about 60%, said that they felt more motivated to exercise. And so by the end of the study, they were more active than when they started, which I found super interesting and exciting. They also reported an improvement in their appetite and that they had less unhealthy cravings. Now, this group as a whole, when we compared their before and after DEXA scans, showed some fat loss, but they also showed some muscle loss right along with the fat loss. Okay. Now, the second group reported back that they felt a significant improvement in their energy as well, just like the first group, but they also reported back that they noticed a major improvement in their sleep quality, which they were surprised about. Now, they felt like they felt full faster when they were eating, and they felt more motivated to choose nutrient-dense foods as opposed to the refined and processed foods that are out there. As far as their DEXA scan results, they showed weight loss that was majority fat loss, specifically visceral fat loss, which is the fat that we carry around our vital organs in the belly. We call this belly fat, which is usually the most stubborn and the most threatening fat that we can store on our body. Now, I know many people will be thinking when they compare the two groups that, duh, of course, those that exercise more and ate less lost more weight. And that is true. But what I want to share with you is what I was looking for and what my intention was when I formulated this product. Now, my goal was to provide the benefits of semaglutide, but with zero negative side effects. Last week's episode covered the pros and the cons of Ozempic type prescriptions, but I'm talking about negative side effects. Yes, like mentioned already, but also the fact that weight loss comes from these drugs and it comes from mostly the loss of muscle and bone mass. Now, no muscle means no metabolism. So these medications do not support healthy metabolisms in the long run. In fact, they hurt your metabolism. Now, muscle loss happens because the body is losing weight because of nutrient deficiency, which we talk a lot about, I know, on this podcast. With these drugs, you are eating less and you feel nauseous and you're experiencing diarrhea. So healthy food isn't always well tolerated and you are excreting the nutrients that you do consume. Now, nutrient deficiency is the root cause of hormone imbalance. You know that. How can we have sustainable health results if we wreck our metabolism and our hormone function in the process? So my goal is to provide the tools that support metabolic balance, tools that help to support the healthy life that we all want to live for the rest of our lives. Now, we all know that we should eat healthier and move more, but why don't we? because we're tired, because we are unmotivated. We are always hungry and we are stress eating instead of eating to nourish our bodies. Now, what I cared most about when I was looking at the results of the study that we conducted is that the people using metabolic balance felt like they had the extra support that has been missing in their lives, keeping them from living a healthy lifestyle where they want to exercise and they want to eat healthier. I wanted them to feel what it was like to feel in control. That's why I call it drinkable willpower. Now, I was so happy to see from the study that this was the most common result in both groups. So let's talk about what is in metabolic balance and how to use it. Okay, so first of all, what is in it? Now, metabolic balance supports the natural release of GLP-1 agonists to stimulate insulin secretion in a glucose-dependent manner. It slows gastric motility and it improves early satiety and it decreases the glucagon levels after meals, therefore having hypoglycemic effect without hypoglycemia, okay? So what's in metabolic balance? Now, we first have purified acacia fiber. It's known as sucre. Now, this ingredient accelerates metabolic rate. It improves fat loss results. And the enzymes in sucre bolster your liver health, detoxifying the body to enhance autophagy and cell renewal. The second ingredient is chromium. Now, this essential mineral balances insulin production while also improving insulin sensitivity. It supports. It also supports autophagy, enhancing the effects of our fat loss nutrition plan. Next is moringa leaf powder. Now, moringa leaf naturally suppresses hunger because of its rich fiber load, and it increases the body's metabolism, burning more calories. Now, some of the fat-busting indicators found in moringa include the fact that it is packed with 92 nutrients. It's known as a superfood. It can help lower blood sugar levels by stopping sugars from being turned into new fat cells. Next is green tea extract. Now, several studies suggest that green tea or EGCG found in green tea supplements can help speed up your metabolism so that you burn more calories even when you're resting. Now, most studies found that it increased metabolism by roughly 3-4%, with some even recording an 8% rise. Next is cinnamon Ceylon bark powder. Now, Ceylon cinnamon stimulates insulin-like activity. It reduces insulin resistance in the body. Now, this helps glucose metabolize in the liver, according to research. And Ceylon cinnamon is a promising treatment for people looking for alternatives to synthetic insulin therapy. Next is green coffee bean extract. Now, green coffee's chlorogenic acid is responsible for its weight loss effects. Chlorogenic acid helps reduce fat absorption in the body and it increases metabolism. Therefore, green coffee helps people lose weight by limiting fat absorption and by boosting their metabolism. Let's go over some questions about metabolic balance. Now, some of these questions came from the participants that participated in the study, and some have just been coming from people who have been in the know that this product is coming. Now, the first question that I want to share with us, and I thought this was a good one, was what time of day should I take metabolic balance? Now, I'm going to say you can take metabolic balance at any time of day, but most users have noticed that they have felt the most benefit when they take metabolic balance in the morning, 30 minutes before their first meal. The next question is, how often should I take metabolic balance? Now, everybody's metabolism is different. So what I recommend is taking metabolic balance one time a day and maybe two times a day. Take one dose in the morning, and if needed, take a second stick in the afternoon. The next question is, should I take metabolic balance on an empty stomach or with a meal? Now, it is recommended to take it at least 30 minutes before your first meal of the day. Now, doing so can help to support healthy and balanced hunger cues, which is leptin sensitivity, and better glucose balance and energy throughout the day as well. Now, how much caffeine is in metabolic balance? Now, to answer this, I want to break down green tea and coffee bean extract and how they differ from regular caffeine, okay? But to answer that question, there is 3.4 milligrams of caffeine that comes from coffee bean extract and 25 milligrams of caffeine that comes from green tea extract. So metabolic balance contains around 28.4 milligrams of caffeine total. Now, green coffee beans contain caffeine, but way less caffeine than regular coffee. For instance, a regular cup of coffee contains around 100 milligrams of caffeine. Now, green tea also naturally contains caffeine, about 30 milligrams per cup. But what I love to also point out is that it also provides L-theanine, which is an anti-caffeine molecule. L-theanine reduces the negative effects of caffeine on our stress system. So these ingredients provide the potential benefits of caffeine without taxing the adrenal or our stress system. Now, next question is, can this be taken if you are on a diabetic medication? Now, if you are currently on medication to manage diabetes, I recommend that you consult with your primary care physician before using Mixer's Metabolic Balance or really any type of supplement. But for metabolic balance, it can help to naturally support glucose balance and insulin sensitivity. So you can talk with your doctor a little bit more about that. And by using it, it may be able to help you to reduce the amount of medication that you need for diabetes. Now, the next question is, is metabolic balance safe for pregnancy and breastfeeding? Yes, it is safe. There is some caffeine in the formula, like we just talked about, but it is low enough that it is considered safe to use while nursing or while pregnant. With that said, though, I always recommend consulting with your doctor before starting any supplement. Now, during these stages of life, pregnancy and while nursing, it is important to focus on getting plenty of healthy nourishment for you and your baby, and to keep your blood sugar balanced is important too. Now, to wrap up this episode, let's all agree that while weight loss drugs may seem like a quick fix for weight loss and improved metabolism, they absolutely come with potential risks and side effects. Holistic health approaches, which are what I obviously recommend, can effectively improve blood sugar regulation and balance hormones through nutrition, through lifestyle modifications, and with the aid of natural supplements like Mixer's Metabolic Balance. By addressing the root causes of insulin resistance and hormone imbalances, holistic health approaches can provide a long-term solution for weight loss without the use of medications. Now, metabolic balance optimizes your metabolism, increasing your body's energy consumption during the day, even without changing your activity or diet. However, you will get faster weight loss results and a healthier metabolism if you clean up your diet and you work out. Did you find this episode helpful? If so, let us know and share this episode with the girls in your life, because sharing is caring. Thanks so much for tuning in again. We love having you here. Please join us again next week, where we will be talking about what not to drink when you are on your period. Now, Metabolic Balance will be available for you on May 17th of this year, 2024. We are excited to provide you all with the support that it can provide. Until what next week, I hope you all have a very happy and healthy week. Bye.